Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore. Gary is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Look Up America. If you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find a lot of stuff there that we update every day, but also the work that he and I put together over the last 14 years, just by typing his name into the search engine there on our website. And now you can go to his own website, which is, say it, faithfulfinances.com or, no, financialseminary.com.
.org.
.org. Financialseminary.org.
Yep.
All right. And the book is called Look Up America, available wherever books are sold. Check that out. Gary Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Gary, we've had the election. President Obama's been reelected. The business community, and I'm telling you, I speak from the small business community standpoint, and I'm basing this on the people I know, people I talk to, and the polling that I do, and the reporting on other polls that I do. And I don't know anybody else who's done more of this than me. Small business is not happy about the reelection of President Obama. Tell them, talk to my audience about, and tell them something that can make them feel better about their concerns.
It's not going to be as bad as everybody thinks, Jim. I should preface my statement by saying that I am a small business person. We have a family-owned investment management practice, the three of us, and one of the most heavily regulated industries in America today. I went to what we call our compliance meeting the other day, Jim, and that's the regulators and so on, and was told that if I teach Sunday school, I have to declare it to the regulators as an outside business activity.
What?
Yes. I've even had people in the past, Jim, tell me that I need to submit my Sunday school plan.
Unbelievable.
To the regulators. Okay, that's how regulated we are. All right. I told my manager the other day that I said any regulator could walk into any broker's office in America today and they'd be out of business.
Shut them down if they wanted to.
Now, the reality is that doesn't happen, okay, but it could, okay, and sometimes I remember back now to the early 90s, Jim. I remember a friend of mine wrote the Book of the Year in American Christianity where he wrote, and a year later after the, remember the angry white men of Gingrich's time,
mm-hmm.
and he said by the year 2012, all the taxes collected in America will not pay the interest on the federal debt.
Right.
That was his prediction.
And he'd be right if we had regular interest rates.
A frog wouldn't bump his butt if he had wings, okay? He didn't understand what was going on. Today, we pay a lower percentage, Jim. Get this. Here's some encouragement. From the federal debt side, we pay a lower percentage of our GDP on debt service today than we did under Ronald Reagan.
But Gary, we...
Now, hold on a minute, Jim. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
The Wall Street Journal last week, if you want encouragement for your small businessman, after the average person pays his or her taxes, pays the mortgage, pays the car, pays the credit card, today, they have a higher percentage of money left of their incomes to spend than they have probably in 20 years in this country.
Okay.
And it's all because of lower interest rates.
Right. Yes.
That's the good news.
But you're presuming that that's going to last.
No, I'm just saying it's the way things are, Jim.
Okay.
I don't. You're presuming.
So you're saying that one of the things that we should be a little happy about going forward is that we got low interest rates.
Purchasing power, more broadly put,
yeah.
The purchasing power of typical American today is larger than it's been in 20-something years.
But, Gary, that's based on what the Fed is doing, and there is going to be a price to pay for that because all this easy money that we have right now is going to turn into inflation one day, is it not?
Well, yeah, and I think that's
so isn't this
hoping
just
hoping it will jump?
Isn't your what you're happy about just really putting something off this ultimately? I mean, aren't we dining out on for free today on something we're going to have to pay heavily for later?
Not at all, Jim. The corporate America today, including Bain Capital, Jim, has rushed out corporate bond offerings to take advantage of these low interest rates.
Right.
Why do corporations assume?
I don't, all right, Gary, forgive me. I don't
Why
care.
Don't we assume that's good and it's bad for the government to borrow from China at 1%?
Well, let's get back to small businesses. Small businesses can borrow money at a lower rate than they've ever been able to borrow probably in history, certainly in my career.
Yep.
But here's the problem, Gary. They don't want to borrow any money because they don't like the way the economy's looking.
I think they're wrong, Jim. I think they better be going out and borrowing some money. I encouraged my son to lock in a mortgage last week.
We're not talking about mortgages. We're talking about business loans to grow their businesses.
Get some business. Jim, you have to be contrarian. To be a successful business person, you have to be contrarian. And our course setting on trillions of dollars because we're afraid.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got to wrap it up here, Gary, but I will tell you that I do believe small business owners will start borrowing in the next 4 years because, as I predicted a year ago, they're not going to let this current administration keep them down for 8 years, but it's not going to be as much as they – we'll see. And I'll invite you back, and one of us will be right, one of us will be wrong. I won't rub it in too much, Gary. I'll see you later. Thanks for being here. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Look up America. Check his book out.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.